as good today defensively?
It was a good day. This was a, you know, I think a challenging day for everybody because of the point we're at in camp. But I thought, you know, they rallied, played pretty hard, and we made some mistakes, you know, which you try to eliminate. And that's crucial this time. You know, you have a lot of install in, but and it's not game plan specific, but it's important that they have the ability to zero in and keep working. And you know, one of the objectives is where you can get to a point and you understand it well enough to self-correct. You know, you're on the field and okay, you say, hey, I did that wrong or we did this wrong, and you can get it corrected. Because one of the things on defense is you don't get to come off the field and talk about that till the end of the drive, you know. So you got to understand what just happened to you.
Outside of Houston and Holly, what pass rushers are kind of standing out to you?
Well, I think actually all the guys have done a good job on the edges there. And, you know, we've got Dontario Poe's been very effective up inside. At different times, we've had different guys stand up. Alan Bailey was pretty good there yesterday and did a good job. And really we've had a lot of different players, you know. A couple of the backup outside guys have done a really good job rushing. And, you know, we'll learn a lot more about the pass rush as we get into the preseason and see ourselves against other people. And I think then you find out a little bit more about it.
Speak about Dontario Poe. Does that weight really help with his pass rush?
Well, you know, one, he's a remarkable athlete for a big man. He has great quickness in there. He has great body control. You know, he can slither and move. I mean, I know that's hard to imagine for a guy 300, even though he's down to 340, but he has the ability to do that, and that's an unusual skill level for a guy that big. And I think that makes him both effective as a pass rusher and as a run defender as well, you know, because the one thing he can always bring as pass rush is he has the ability to strength and bulk and power to be a great bull rusher. But what you're alluding to, what's unique about him, is he also has the ability to get on the edge of you and just beat you. So that makes it a real force. And I think, you know, when you have, you know, Justin and Tomba on the outside where you can create that pressure, and all of a sudden that inside push becomes really important, because obviously the quarterback has to step up to help his tackles. And so those guys can really work well together, I think.
Bob, are there any individuals you're particularly eager to get a look at in the New Orleans game?
Well, I think really one of the things that you know, I'm most interested in is to see how we're going to function as a unit, you know. And obviously everybody's going to play in that game, so we'll get a chance to see how they play. And I think, you know, see how you respond, you know. I mean, I think one of the real challenges in the NFL is, you know, what do you do when things go bad, you know. How are you going to be, whether it's one play, one series, one quarter, whatever. And, you know, my experience, when you're around good teams, they just have that ability to just stay on task, you know. And hey, this is the series, this is the down, this is the play. So of all the things, I think that's really one of the things I'm most interested to see, because that's really how you're, you know, when you're talking about building a team or building a unit, and in my case, that's what you're looking for, because they got to stay together. They only got themselves to rely on.
No,
not really. I mean, I'm more interested to see how they function, you know, as a group, because, you know, so much of defensive football is understanding and knowing where your help is. And you know, that communication and that savvy that you try to develop, I think, is really important. And then the other parts are, you know, there's so much situational football that's going on that you need to apply the situation to the defense that's called, you know, whether it's third and short, third and extra long, whatever it is. You know, you have to be aware of all these things. You just can't be out there running a defense without any awareness of, you know, the personnel, the situation, et cetera.
How's Nico Johnson coming up?
He's done a good job here the last couple days, and, you know, made a couple plays out here today and knocked the ball down. And so he's just got, you know, he's like a lot of our guys. He's got to keep getting better and better and better, and he can't let, you know, like the amount of things that we're installing slow him down. And that's obviously a challenge for everybody, because it's a new system, but particularly for the young guys. But I think everybody's been pleased with what he's done. He did a couple really good things, an individual down here against the guards working one-on-one, and he just needs a lot of reps. That's what he needs.
You're working him in a little bit with the first
But yeah, definitely. It's competitive. It's an open position, and you know, we're just going to have to see how that plays out over the course of not only the preseason but practices. And you know, because anytime you're picking a starting player, you're really picking on dependability. You know, this is what we're going to get, whatever percent of time. This is what this guy's going to go be able to deliver, and that's what you're really counting on. You're not looking for up here one day and down here the next week and that. So who's ever the most consistent player there is going to be the player that gets the job.
Is it fair to say that he's earning those first team snaps, or is it a case where you're just looking?
Well, no, I think it's open. I think it's competitive. You know, we're lining up and playing, and whoever is the best player, I mean, that's why we got them both in there with Akeem and him going head-to-head and to see how it plays out.
Have you guys talked about how you're going to divvy up playing time in that preseason?
We haven't talked with Andy exclusively, but usually I think just talking with him, it's pretty set thing, whether it's, you know, this many plays or this quarter or whatever, and we haven't got to that point yet. But my interpretation is it just kind of runs across the board like that.
So that's usually a head coach
decision. Oh, yeah, because you're usually making that decision collectively because you got special teams involved and, right. And everybody. So.
It seems
last
like
one, Randy.
Well, okay. I had two.
Okay.
You got one, two?
Well, we can get them. Here we go.
It seems like Eric Berry needs a roadmap, not a playbook. He's just so many places he's going now. Talk about what he brings that you're enabled to blitz him and do everything else that you're doing with him.
Right. Well, I think, you know, Eric is, obviously a really good football player that has a great skill set. You know, he's one of those guys that can play on the back end, play deep. He has the ability, as in the past, to come down and play low in the box in sub situations. And, you know, he can cover. He can blitz. He's a very active run defender for you know, quote, a DB that's down in the box. You know, he's just got a feel for it. He can slither in and out of blocks and that. So he gives us a lot of flexibility. And, you know, the more things he can do, the more difficult it is for the opposing teams to say this is really what he is. And, you know, that's what we're really doing. We're trying to, like all our guys that we have, we're trying to identify what they really do well and then try to plug them in accordingly, you know. And I think that's one of the things that they're gathering and understanding. And if you can do something well, you may not be a starting player, but you may find your way onto the field.
Might he get as many sacks as picks this year, you think?
I don't know that yet, but, I mean, I'd be happy if they were tied. They're both high. I think it would be great.